IRC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Statler, Hope Number 9. We are here with Rodent and a full house of guests to talk about 2600, hosting, and the future. So why don't we go around the room, introductions, so everybody knows who's talking.
Hello, I'm Wang. Anybody who's on 2600 probably knows me as being a dick who likes to kick people off for no reason.
Yes!
I'm also the resident Asian guy.
You mean for the best reason?
Yeah.
Is that really you, the resident Asian guy?
Not really. I mean, you brought a lot of Asian people in here. Like, they come in here, you know.
Ouch.
They're like, oh, I don't speak English. Can I school top? No.
No.
So yeah. I became like, you know, I became somehow like, you know, their Google Translate thing. You know, I was like, they end up asking, oh, well, can you guys get me like, you know, free, you know, iOS applications? No.
There's Duncan.
Is that a Canadian over here?
Do we have a Canadian in the room?
Hey, I thought we said that there was a no Canadian rule here.
No Canadians, no way.
They have bacon and what are those beaver tails?
We have Canadian bacon.
They have Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon's with like maple syrup on it, right?
No.
You brought us any?
All
right, get the hell out of here.
No, he brought me some. That's what he did.
You bastard. Yeah. You gotta share that, right?
Well, yes, while we're here, but I still savor a little tiny bit of maple syrup.
You gotta put it on your other Canadian agricultural products and then, you know, enjoy it together.
Yeah, we talked about his maple syrup on the last show we did.
Well, that's because they were making bacon.
Yeah.
I remember that.
All right.
Who else we got in the room here?
Well, now this guy is sneaking in the mix.
Get him in there, Duncan.
This is fine. Just get in here. Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, close.
This is Duncan.
Hi, I'm
everybody.
From Canada.
He's from Canada. Talk slow.
Thank you.
All right. Next.
Remember
next hi guys, it's Echo. I'm the resident nice guy. I got nothing. Yeah. Carry on.
Not the resident nice guy.
I want to thank everybody that was rooting for me when I was arrested. Those 2 months ago, I had my friend stand in as an op. So much props.
Oh,
thank
that's
you guys
right.
for rallying for
oh,
me.
Man.
When your name changed.
yeah, no, we can't talk about it. I can't talk about it for 6 years. And I'm not allowed to go back to the European Union.
Is that why you named yourself Banana for like 6 weeks?
I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me, man.
If they dissolve the European Union, then are you allowed to go?
Probably. I could probably like look countries? In like and just peer in and hopefully they won't shoot me from
well,
the
bar. Well, you can go to the airports and just look
like,
out the window, right?
Fly over. You know, yeah. Across the border.
Hi, guys.
You just can't go through customs.
All right, who else we got?
All right, it's Bunny. I guess only seen at night.
Yeah.
Late night.
I don't even see you anymore.
Okay.
Ever since I became employed.
Yeah.
You're like a legend. Like just like a ghostly remnant.
It's like the wind blows and she comes in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I do. Someone's misbehaving and I'm like, be a boom. And I go back to whatever the fuck I was doing.
All right, Bunny.
Just usually watching
Johnny?
Californication. This is Johnny Christmas, as most of you out there know. Resident.
Troll?
General troll, yeah, that's what I do, and that's all I got.
Cat ear fishing.
I love that everybody in Justin TV is like, "Hi Johnny, hi Bunny,"
and last but not
hi,
least,
Justin
everybody
TV.
Waved at the Justin TV.
Anonymous meeting here.
Hey.
Now they all know what we look like.
Oh no! Okay.
For everybody listening right. on the listening in the audio feed in the future, this is going to be very confusing.
Yeah.
But they're Bunny, they're saying that if you had pointy ears, you'd be I guess that's a soft G, a jelf. A jelfling.
A
jelf.
Jelf.
A jelf. Jelfling.
Jelfling.
Gelfling. I thought it was like a milf.
From Dark Crystal.
Oh, hang on. Here you go. Right. He hyphenated it. It threw me off. How's that?
Wow.
We're getting big thumbs up all around.
That's great.
Big reaction there.
Oh so yummy-licious likes Bunny and Johnny and Duncan.
Yeah.
A little screen time for Duncan.
Join my fan club.
This is
very
it.
Small.
You're looking at it. It's just Bunny.
All right.
All right, and finally.
Who else do we have to introduce? The last man,
the
I believe.
Man of the hour.
introduce myself. I'm just the rodent. You guys all know me.
Rat guy!
All right, what are we here to talk about?
Well, I guess we're here to talk about the IRC network for a while, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What was the schedule, guys? What did I tell you?
And just a reminder, you Justin people.
I was going to do shows for you on Radio Statler. So.
Well, this one's supposed to be kind of your warm-up for your talk at 11.
My warm-up?
Yeah.
Oh, my
so, God. Justin, guys, if you want to chat about the show, go ahead and hop on the IRC network, irc.2600.net. Channel is /Statler, and we've got the sound engineer monitoring that channel, answer your guys' questions, and announce anything cool you have.
The 11 o'clock show that I mentioned is going to be a Street Hill talk that's actually upstairs. That one's going to be streamed. So this is a warm-up for the show we'll hear at 11, given by Rodent from the Hope Room.
Yeah, so once this is done, you're going to hear Rodent talking again. Don't freak out.
Yeah, it's not a replay.
It's his real talk. This is his fake one where he pretends he's our friend.
Well, I'm just the rodent, and I just a long time ago when I was doing just computer work, and I ran BBSs as a kid, and was just into tech, and I read 2600 magazine just as it was distant to me. I thought hackers were like different than I was. Like I wasn't, you know, I was big into electronics, and I used to break and fix all kinds of stuff, and I bend the rules here and there to have some fun with all kinds of stuff. But when I started hosting the 2600 network, it was interesting because I got to learn about all the crazy stuff that goes on with just hosting a simple service, like hosting services for like amateur radio and providing to your locals and stuff. That was not necessarily easier, but with all the DDoSes and the shit talking and the docs dropping, and it's really kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, like,
so
we were talking about that earlier. How for whatever reason the IRC network, the IRC 2600 network, has this like anything goes mentality. Like it's kind of crazy out there. You just do whatever, and like that's not the case at all. Like Ronan is constantly up to his neck in crap from that network.
And I've also learned just to ignore most of it, and it only crosses the threshold when it seems like it negatively impacts like the whole network, like a whole group of people, like who aren't protecting or respecting like the 2600 brand, if you will, or like you know what we think of 2600. So it's just a chat network,
right.
and people. All kinds of crazy guys. I mean, even like the LulzSec guys popped up.
Yeah.
And
it was a great time.
It was cool talking with them. Yeah. And they were all right and they liked us. And, you know, but I just tried to keep the best I could legally and just, it's just a chat network. No one needs to try to seize our servers or do anything crazy because everyone else is getting messed with. But,
yeah. And it'd be nice if that never happened to us.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of people say crazy shit about how it's hosted and what it used to be and what it could be and why it is like it is. And to a certain point, I wanted to try to set that record kind of right or just show it. And I have repeatedly. Anyone who asks questions about the network, and if they're really technical enough, like I might show them exactly how it's configured, you know, but there's certain things that I've done with the help of others for now almost 10 years just to keep this little stupid IRC network
on. Hold on. Just for fun so a couple people can chat.
Yeah, it really is just for some people to meet each other and, you know, just chill out and come to cons and stuff. And it's fucking IRC, you know. It's
don't take it to
it's one of the oldest protocols that was discovered or built for, you know, the new internet and the new networking that we could do. And I like to use it. It's simple. It's cool. You know.
Yeah, it's still massively used to many people's surprise. People go IRC. I remember that like from the 90s. The 2000s.
So like,
in this room, who's on IRC right now?
I'm on IRC.
I'm on IRC.
I'm not. Only that I choose not to use the Hope Network to do anything in the 3G sucks.
Guys, it's not like we're at like a hacker convention where my passwords are gonna get stolen. I mean,
usually at the cons I'm on it. But
I mean, it's like no one's gonna figure out my password's banana 15. Like that's just not gonna happen. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. No, this is a soundproof room. So,
and I wouldn't imagine you the type, just knowing how smart you are and what you do for a living after knowing you for many years.
Right.
Like what you could probably have a machine out there listening for that. And people would go look at your domains and see which machine is listening and try that password, and then they would, like, you know, just for the lulz, fucking drop all your docs and, you know,
well,
potentially get you fired. And
I will counter that with my boss is on IRC.
No, that's good. That's cool.
And my docs are public.
Well, that's how I am.
I don't give a damn.
People, like, try to do anonymous, and they fail horribly. And it's fucking pointless.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can still be a good person and hide in plain sight. You know what I'm saying? And, like, have a normal job, and, you know, but you can still be a hacker and still protect the brand of what hacker is. Media... And what some of these people are saying now is like,
yeah,
oh, they're former hackers. Like, Dark Tangent is now a former hacker.
Yeah.
So before he was a criminal.
Yeah, what
and
is
now,
he now
the media, you know, what is he? He's still fucking.
He's not a hacker. He can't. He's a former hacker.
Yeah. But he's in order to do what he could for his community and make a decent living, he does what he does. You know, he's part of ICANN, and he was on that DHS.
ICANN, which is all hackers, really.
Well, a lot of them are pretty smart people, and a lot of them are just political people. So
it's true. Yeah.
It's just a fucking IRC network. Like, fucking all you people are fucking crazy. Like... No, seriously, it's like they DOS each other, they drop each other the docs, you know, without regard, or abuse each other's boxes.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that sounds kinky.
You know, people do stupid shit. I mean, like, and I tell people, like, oh, that's a great hack, dude, that's an awesome fucking ODA. You told me in private message, I will never fucking tell anyone else. Like, that's how it is. I never do that to people, and so many people log shit, and then they accidentally post it, or, you know, it's just so stupid, like... So it's it's kind of funny. Last minute I was like, no way, they'd never accept the talk. But I have been doing this IRC shit with a bunch of cool people for a while, and you know, so I did call it, you know, my life with the Thrill Kill Cult, because you know, it's like you can make a network like rock hard if you're willing to spend the money. So it's just like a side project for me.
Right.
I've hosted this
and
shitty little
big budget thing.
No, but sometimes when we get all this stupid shit, it ends up costing a significant amount of money, and so not even significant, but for a side project, I mean,
for a half gag side project,
But I've met a lot of cool people through 2600 and other groups that I was into through ham radio and telecommunications and BBSs and all kinds of stuff. Around 2600, it has been really cool. I've met some really neat people, and some of them I've worked with or gotten jobs through and learned shit from. There's been some that have mentored me, and you know, I've always been good at learning stuff. You know, I'm a high school dropout, so but then I went back and got my GED, and you know, no big deal. That was, you know, never stopped me. All I've ever had was certificates, and I didn't need any of that because I could just do the work, and that's how I am now. You know, it's like some people call me a Fed because, like, I do defense contracting, like. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's people out there who just, like, you know, oh, we won't take any government money, and you're just blending babies.
I get called a Fed because I cut my hair short.
Rudin, not to interject too much, but I wanted to backtrack and note on something you had mentioned.
What's that?
You know, with, like, building these really cool bonds where you meet some really fantastic people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to throw a shout-out out there to the people that don't cause trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
That are just out there to fucking, you know, meet some cool people, do some fun shit.
Yeah.
I was talking to Judas not too long, and we had just said that, you know, like, we come out to cons not necessarily to go to all the... You know, see all the fucking tracks and check out all the bleeding edge shit. We go to see our friends that we only see every 2 years that we only know on the internet.
I would say these at Hope lately, the past 4 years, I average like 3 talks.
Yeah.
And I have a blast. And I lose the entire day. I sleep 2 hours, you know, like the rest of us. And it's in a tech. I'm out here to see you guys.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what it is. You know, I'll go see a talk or two or maybe three. And then, but the rest of the day, it's hanging out, it's volunteering, it's helping everyone else out, doing what you can for the con if you're not giving a talk. And
I feel like this has turned into a big hug fest, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Just get in there, just hug it out.
I'm in IRC.
I'm working on it.
My battery was dying. I need a little
charger. IRC has questions, so.
Oh, shit. Which channel?
Don't I wear
it? Oh,
throw us the one with the least amount of bad words.
Well, I've only gotten one question one yet, so, but, right, you know, they're really want to be heard. Okay, so this is from Draft. Question one. Can you aggregate HTTP links in 2600.net like Freenode? Like to get the images, etc., that are posted and see them at the end of session day, etc.
Put a bot up there and just aggregate
it. Can't get to the thing. Rodent's face aside. I think that probably falls under this is a low maintenance. Kind of just set it up and let it go sort of network.
Well, one thing we've done, and I learned it from just the way that it was ran before and how it's kind of evolved, there's a lot of easy things to avoid, like running. When I first got involved with hosting it, it was like Shardy and Miles from the Triple H and maybe a couple of SJ. No, it wasn't SJ, that was after that.
I remember when it was hosted at the Triple H.
Yeah. And at one point, like, some crazy fucker with his botnet show. It wasn't even his botnet. Just he was just talking with these other guys, and they said they didn't know it was us, and they hit us for a couple days, and they like messaged me, and were like, "Oh shit, sorry, we didn't know it was 2600. He just gave us IP addresses," and I was like, "Fuck you guys, man! Like, you guys are so fucking stupid." Like, really? So like the talk I gave in Germany. About like I was trying to be a little bit technical, but not really, because you could endlessly every 6 months reanalyze the latest botnet trend and the latest code that these fuckers are using, and I'm not gonna go run to the feds over all this stupid shit. You know, it's not my job to go deal with this stupid shit. So it's like, people call me a fed, like when we get DOSed, or like they say, "Oh, what are you gonna do?" Like, well, what's been proven last couple times is to collect up, like, we don't do any logging at all, and we configure in a specific way, so it's simple, proven software, and it's too much of a liability to have any logs. This is one of the things, like, we don't mask people's IP addresses, because if they really wanted someone, then they would do legal process on the IRC servers on the mask to try to get it out. So we don't do that. And I've heard people bitch that, give me a vhost, or, it's like, you can get a shell server for like $2 a month.
Yeah.
It's out of
the Ukraine.
And you can use Tor, and then other people, they think they're using Tor and it's safe, but they still don't use SSL. They still don't set up Tor completely right. So, and then they're like, "Fuck my anonymous! I'm getting busted." Like,
use an open wireless network.
Open wireless network, and I feel sorry for the guy. I chatted with him a lot. Was Tyler knows this. Guy, he can have his interesting politics and all side, but he's not. I'm not going to make any claim, but he. When he got busted, people were like, "Oh shit, it was from 2600 net." Like,
nothing.
It had nothing to do with it
at all.
At all. Like, nothing. It was so fucking stupid. And they like had all these logs, and I was like, "Did you even read it? That was from their private IRC server." And other people were logging their IRC clients, and people were ratting each other out, and he was so fucking stupid to do all this shit.
Yeah.
And it's not even it wasn't even a good hack. He was just stealing credit cards to give to, I don't know exactly what it was. I don't read all this bullshit, but he fucked himself.
Yeah, I don't know how much you want to get into personal life and
no, but that's how he was on IRC, just chatting with us, and he was like really pro his
agenda.
His agenda, and but other times he was pretty cool to chat with. He was pretty smart, and
he's from Chicago. I've hung out with him in person a number of times. He's actually way less like that in person.
But that's the thing, people do that when they're on IRC.
Yeah, well, on
just
the internet.
For, it's just...
Yeah.
But a lot of people, we all know each other, and trolling incessantly, and, people think that the IRC network isn't totally open because some people just troll it too hard or are just too fucking ridiculous.
Eh.
Well, at one point, like, there's other people that are hosting... What?
Other questions.
Where's the questions?
Questions.
We keep talking.
So the thing was about adding URL. What was it? To open up URLs and have those all posted to a website.
Log the URLs and then post them on a website.
Well, you can do that all client side.
Yeah.
It's just a side project.
Yeah.
Simple software with a couple patches, so you can have a little bit more security. But if people want to develop that stuff and set that up, well, they can. All I was willing to do was, you know, just put up a little bit of money and set it up as simple as possible and as safe as possible. So, like, we don't mask people's IP address. We don't assume their identity or try to hide any stupid shit. You know, people should be doing this right. You know, they can run their computers the right way. They can not log. They can not use other people's shells. And
yeah, and there's that's a general public mentality that's really sprung out of, I think, the increase in social networking sites, is that the general public has this impression that it's the server side, the server admin's job to protect your privacy and information and make sure that the feds don't find you or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not. You, personal responsibility plays a massive role in personal privacy.
Sure.
It's not Rodent's job to make sure that the illegal things you choose to do on his servers are hidden.
Yeah. Well, I've tried to make it so that other people are helping to host it. I don't want to do it by myself. And
right.
It's gotten down to now, like, me and just Beav doing it. And a lot of people could be, they have all these little tiny IRC servers, and, you know, they could connect it. I was going to make the network so that if we wanted to have another layer of IRC servers below the hubs, because one thing we do is we hide the hubs. No one knows those IP addresses. It's security through obscurity, but it keeps it so that someone can't DOS the hubs or keep the services. No one can keep the whole network down. You'd have to send it like 25 gigs per second of traffic. And
right.
Most of these botnets are pretty small, and they have no reason to use more. But it's you know, I'm not going to spend more money on, you know, people should just, you know, put more stuff up for their own or use the Chaos VPN so you don't have to deal with this stuff, because... now it's gotten to the point where it's just better to chat with people that way so that you know it's secure and, you know, you're not having to use all these public servers that get hit all the time for no reason. So, you know, but to add features client-side, I mean, you can use URL catchers and do that all yourself.
Like, yeah, most IRC clients do that.
But if there's some software we can do that's part of Hybrid or... it's one thing, we use Hybrid instead of, like, Unreal or... some of the other server software, IRCDs that have had a lot of, not a lot, but some hacks and some stupid setups, and Hybrid's used on FNet, and we kept it really simple. So, you know, but I try to keep the complexity down, because it's only like, you know, it's just a few servers, and it's just hosted by a few people who run businesses and do it on, you know, I've moved it all to Colos just because I have a bunch of boxes, and it's easy to do, and the DDoSes, you know, they can null route it. We just change IP addresses, and you know, the network can always be there. And I do it enough, you know, enough money to keep it up. But there's a certain point where it's just kind of pointless. So I think other hackerspaces should try to link their IRC networks and use the Chaos VPN and make it easier to keep it secure, and so that it's more resilient with flutters and. Stuff like that. So people have gone to like Silk servers, but that isn't, it's too complicated for people. Like, they can't figure out, like, you know, it's not mad widely used. You can't do many like automated features like with Minecraft, and
it's, you know, it's a lot of it's undocumented, and that just makes anything horrible have to work with.
Yeah. So I keep it simple. Hybrid, really simple configs. Anyone can use it. It's all UTF-8. So when we have Chinese people come by, they can actually talk, and sometimes they come and go, but not a lot of people speak the language except our resident.
Not really speak the language, but I'm on Acculane. Acculane doesn't even do UTF-8 properly, so they could type it to me. I couldn't read it, but I could type it to them. They could read it.
Well, you can get a cheap VPS to do it, which you did. So.
I could just use, you know, my Amazon, EC2 thing.
EC2 instance,
So one thing me and Beav have talked about, and especially like Druid, was to move some of it to like all cloud solutions.
Yeah.
But the DDoS is still the same. You still have to pay the money for the bandwidth, and you know, it's just a stupid fucking IRC network.
It is, really.
But I like to use it. I just keep it secure enough and legal enough so that I can chat with the cool people.
Right.
And Beav helps host it, and now I got some of the UK guys host it. So at one point there was an issue, and I didn't necessarily know how to deal with it, and it sucked because we were linked with hacking. Yeah, and so like there was a disagreement with SJ and Shardy.
Oh, that was a major trauma.
And it was stupid. Like I couldn't even log into my own stuff because they K-lined me because they want to get it rid of 2600 off the 2600 network. So like I couldn't get, you know,
the drama's always been the best part. That's what makes it fun. That's what gives you the drive to keep on wanting to do it.
Well, one thing, we've kept it small. We get a lot of people who offer to host it, and they barely even hang around long enough or prove that they're really into it or really trustworthy. And yeah, you know, we could link with all kinds of people, but the less people we have and keep it simple, it's almost like a smaller attack surface for the federal government to
yeah, that's true.
To raid us and stuff. So I run everything as transparent as possible.
And you would have to trust other people to do that on their end.
Yeah. So right now it's just me and Beav and some British guys who host it. And last time we took some DDoSes, it wasn't too bad. And I'm not going to run to the feds on this stuff because a lot of times they just don't fucking care. So what I've heard from like Emmanuel is like, oh, the community should deal with it. So I have made it so that, oh, this is what we're going to do. It's just because I'm not going to throw any more money at it. Is that when people DOS it, you know, I'm not going to give up anyone's privacy, but I'm going to filter out the legitimate traffic and the real traffic of the DDoS and publish it. So, and the last time I did that, the guy lost a bunch of his botnet and was all pissed off. And, well, and I was like, dude, why did you fucking hit the network?
Just yeah.
fucking.
Hey!
Aww.
All right.
So,
Well, good. There's no reason to ever hit the 2600 network.
It's stupid.
It's not like ever used defensively, so it's not like you're retaliating. There's no sense.
Yeah. So if some people are like, oh, you know, you're gonna take that and go to the feds, or you know, Applebaum trolls me on Twitter, like
you like, and fucking Applebaum.
I thought he was pretty cool with me. I had no problem with them. Like I still almost had a little bit of respect and support for all that, but then I was like, whoa, like I'm the Fed and come on, dude.
Maybe.
I got some free SANS training from InfraGuard.
I saw all of that.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
I've had free SANS training. Am I a Fed? No, it's SANS. It's good training and it's expensive. No, it's free. Like you do it too.
Yeah.
He's jealous.
No, it's just stupid. You know, like, it's almost not worth at times, not over a Twitter conversation. I blow it all off, man. It's so ridiculous.
That's where he lives, though.
Yeah. Well, and the IRC trolling is kind of the same. People who know us who come in there and like, when my dog died, he comes in as Sid's dead, LOL. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I banned him, and I was like,
right.
You know, I let him go for like 3 weeks. And then just on and on, I was like, all right,
this is dumb.
You mad, bro? And I was like, no, dude, you can come back in like 4 years. And he's like, dude, how do you know? Bro, bro. I was like, I know, villain. Dude, just whatever, dude. I'll see you at the next con.
We're talking about villain? All right. Let's not talk about villain.
Did you run to villain earlier?
What? No, he's here?
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
We should get him in here.
No, it would actually be pretty good. So that's been part of it through all the years, you know.
I think it's
10 years I've been around it, and it is like my life with a thrill kill cult, you know. When I started reading 2600 Magazine, I was just a kid, and I just, you know, I thought, oh, hackers are cool, and I was really, you know, into my shit, but
Darvin!
Oh my god! No!
I think it's funny that everybody in the webcast appears to be like just texting on their phone and not paying attention. But they're all in the IRC channel, extrapolating and everything that you're talking about, and like explaining and answering people's questions. We're breaking the fifth wall.
So they wanted a website that would archive all the images that come through it?
Not archive the images, just archive the URLs. Just anytime a URL ends up in the channel, it'll
post. Freenode has that when you...
Yeah. Yeah, and you can check your channel on their website and it just...
It records part of the channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is generally probably go against your whole mentality thing.
It does, totally.
Logging... By definition.
Yeah. It's just a stupid IRC network. I'm not going to make it complicated where I have to, you know, protect all these different issues. And you know, when I had a server seized over some bullshit, I had no idea what happened.
What if one of those links is to malicious or illegal materials, and now you're posting that to also a 2600 owned website?
Yeah, yeah. And they've already dealt with that, and I'm not going to deal with that with the IRC network. You know, I did have, you know, everyone, I don't know if everyone really read it, but that statement about that server I hosted,
yeah.
You know, I gave people free shells who couldn't get a fucking shell, and, you know, I didn't care who they were, if they seemed cool, and they're people on IRC, you know, and just because someone was stupid, probably thinking they're protected with Tor, and, you know, it had nothing to do with me, but they still fucking went after me, and I went to the EFF, and they were like, sorry.
Yeah, I remember that. The EFF totally fucking,
you know, and I love the EFF. Lately, they've been doing some cool stuff, but and I didn't expect them to be free legal service. But
right,
like,
but they wouldn't even talk to you.
No, it was kind of...
They just threw their hands up.
No, it was like a two-email conversation, and they pretty much were just like, no, go to this $500 an hour attorney, yeah, who called me back 3 days later. So by then, I had already, you know, worked it out and got the counsel, some counsel that I needed.
Out of your own pocket.
Out of my own pocket, and yeah. I tried to protect everyone's privacy and fought it as much as I could within the constraints of, like, having the job that I do and, you know, being a Fed, being a defense contractor. You know, I worked on medical imagery and, you know, like... It's just ridiculous.
I mean, you
so.
Could say you don't take it to heart, and you know not to take it to heart, and just people just...
So
just butthurt, but
yeah. So in that server, you know, I still barely know what happened. I kind of figured it out after, you know, my friend barely talked to me, and he splits off to Iceland, and everyone knows.
That guy. Come on.
You know, he's an all right guy, but he got himself tangled up in this stupid shit. I don't know how the fuck it happened.
Yeah,
but he did it through my fucking machine. Like,
yeah, and that's.
That's
a dick move.
Stupid. Like, you could have just spent 5 minutes and scanned the internet and found a Russian box. You know, like...
Well,
like,
I could just get him some Chinese connection.
Well, I mean, seriously. Whatever, dude. Like, why do you have to do this stupid shit? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, no, some people do it for the thrill. Shit. Some people do it for the kill, man. It's like they...
Dude,
it's
okay to be stupid. Just don't be stupid on someone else's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I preach that. I tell people. They're talking about crazy shit in public channel. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
someone else would, right?
Like, and then they private message me and they paste me this crazy, you know, hacking bank pictures,
yeah,
and I'm like,
don't send that to me.
Like, and I look at their who is. I don't care who they are, but they make me look as, you know, really look, and I'm like, fuck, you're not even using SSL. Like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah,
you know. And I,
you know,
and
there's this thing called accessories to crime, right?
Yeah, it's like, come on, you people, you're fucking stupid. Like,
if they think it's like so old that the government forgot it's there or something, yeah, and thinks, oh no, nobody looks at IRC anymore. Yeah. We can talk about whatever here, and it's like, it's the first place they look.
Yeah, and IRC. We keep it all open, and it's like, people shouldn't log. You can use private message and use SSL through the IRC and IRISI OTR and all these simple ways to have really secure comms that don't log, and they still fuck it up, and they do it stupidly, and, you know, you guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, and just because you're doing everything you can to protect yourself and what and stop yourself from being monitored doesn't mean that the person on the other end is doing the same thing either.
Yeah.
Just because you're on SSL and you're securely transmitting stuff to a public channel, it's a public channel.
Exactly.
Or even if you're PMing somebody, you don't know that that dude's not logging all of his PMs, you know, in case he's away, you could read them later or whatever. Don't do that. Just don't do it.
So I've always been pretty good with technology growing up. I can claim through, you know, the 25 years I've been fooling with electronics and doing crazy stuff. I was into phone freaking when it was really early, owning a BBS and doing cool stuff with that. I did a bunch of crazy amateur radio stuff, and I ran pirate radio stations. I mean, I did all kinds of cool stuff. 2600 has been a part of that. But when the feds harassed me after... some crazy shit that had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And they harassed me, and then the guy that ran the investigation, he ended up getting HP busted for illegal wiretaps. So I read about this like 5 years later, and I'm like,
hell?
What the fuck? Like, wow. Like, and I never thought of myself as a hacker, but then they went after me.
Now the
and
same guy's coming after you.
I was like, what the hell? I was just trying to run a business. Like, it's crazy out there, and you can only do so much, but people can be a lot nicer to each other. You know, and just be a little more wiser, a little more smarter, you know.
Be more discreet, damn it.
Be more discreet. I mean, absolutely.
Not everybody on the internet will tell you the truth. I find it hard to believe myself.
Especially Echo claims to be a female.
Yeah, not all of them are actually girls, as Echo taught me.
Well, on Twitter is supposed to be, I think, supposed to be fun. And recently I was like walking home and I'm like literally like a half a mile away from my house. And I posted a picture on Twitter of my address. My address.
Oh my God, in docs quotes. Dropped.
Docs dropped. And I was like, oops, was that my address? And people are like, oh my God, you use Foursquare and Twitter and it blows your location. And I'm like,
well,
I was like, really? Shit, really? You believe all the shit you hear out there? Like, on like everything on the internet's true, right? So it's like I hide in plain sight. Like I do the best I can to protect my privacy and protect my my hobbies and the shit that I do. But
sprinkle in a little misinformation.
People try to be anonymous and they fail at it so horribly. So what I do with Foursquare and Twitter, sure, a lot of it's true, but like stupid shit like that, I make a joke and then they're like, you know, go on and on about it. I think I'm a fed, or I mean, it's like, what? Like what? Where the fuck did that come from? Like,
wow.
I've shown people. Well, you know, people know what I do. You know, this like, I never hide. I'm very transparent about what I do and what I'm about. Like, and it's just a stupid IRC network. You know,
if they think you're a fed and it's run by feds and that bothers them, they shouldn't use it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's, and that's not even like
well,
the
whole
offense. Just if you're worried about something and you're not comfortable with something. Knock it off.
Well, that was the thing, like, when the Jester showed up and Lulsec showed up and all this stupid shit, like, you know...
The Jester thing was a fiasco.
It is a fiasco, and he's still just a jackass, but, you know, it was kind of funny because we're supposed to be fighting these terrorists and stuff, and he's out there, like, dosing the terrorist sites, and, you know, he's just like a, you know,
he's a vigilante
troll, and you know, and he showed up, and he wasn't causing us any problems. But then after Lulsec showed up, and like people showed up, and like they DOSed your IRC network, and they DOSed the CIA. We know it was the same botnet. I was like, don't fucking talk to me. Talk to my lawyers. You know, I'd already spent enough money on Pinky and all this stupid shit. It's like, man, you people.
Poor Pinky. Where do you think Pinky is right now?
I mean, look at the picture. He's just a stupid box. He's just like, zoink! You know? So now I keep it separate. I have Pinky and it's hosted in a VM. And if people do stupid shit through it, what am I supposed to do?
Wait, you got the physical box
taken
in the computer.
I did.
You got it from the outside of the
Well, computer. Read the statement that I had to release. But read the statement I had to release. I was trying to be clear about this. They, just out of good karma, I guess, the thing was dying, and I moved it to a VM. And within like a week or two, there was a 10-year-old Maxter hard drive.
Yeah.
And I told people this, like, they didn't get anything off that. I didn't help in any investigation. They fucking went after me because this kid was stupid and he did something through an old piece of hardware. It was like a year and a half later, and you know, and then I had no idea what it had to do with, and you know, and then they were like, you can't tell anyone, and sent me all this fucking legal process and put all this heat on me when I was just trying to keep down a normal job, trying to do something all right for our country and make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a fucking fed. It's like so many people make so much bullshit. You know, it's just not worth it. So I chat with a couple people, and people hit the network or fuck with it. Like, I'll fight the best I can, you know, with the lawyers I can afford and the representation in the community. But, like, I'm only going to put so much into it.
I mean, if somebody else chooses to do something stupid with your boxes, there's no reason you spend
dime
out of your own pocket.
And, like,
and it sucks you have to protect yourself. Like, not even to protect them, just the money you got to drop to make sure you don't get in trouble for something that you had nothing to do with whatsoever.
Well, that was the thing when the Jester showed up. You know, they aren't interested in going after the Jester, nor do I encourage that. I think he's a, you know, maybe a pretty good American, and he's being a vigilante. Some of our country is kind of crazy, you know. Yeah. We're Americans, and
he's going all superhero. And
and the military, they ain't doing shit. We're getting our ass handed to us by China and Iran. They steal our fucking UAVs.
I have nothing to do with it.
Like, what the fuck? Like, come on.
Yeah, in the meantime, Jester's trying to fight back.
And yeah, on our little shitty IRC network. Yeah. So it only became a problem. I let it go and go and go, and he barely knew how to use IRC. When chatting with him, and I was like, dude, like, use it if you want, but, like, don't do anything stupid. You know, yeah. He's like, get American, I'm going to take down these terrorist sites. You know, running his disinformation campaign. And,
yeah.
You know, but that's what I do with Foursquare and Foursquare and Twitter, man. Like, there's a lot of real stuff out there, but I fuck with the API. I do fake GPS insertion.
I love that.
Fucking, you know, some people are like, I'm going to drop your docs. Like, everyone knows who I am. Go ahead. Who is my domain? You know, like, there it is. It's real. You know, and then I post a picture on Twitter, like, oh, my address. And they're like, oh, my God, look at you.
Oh, my God, docs.
Update your docs. I got the dossier fed. I'm coming after you. So, like, right. I have no problem with Occupy and Anonymous. But a lot of these people do it wrong, and they lash out at each other. And the whole community is really fucking crazy. And we're struggling with government and bad foreign policy all over the world.
Yeah.
And, like, we should be sticking together instead of fighting with each other and... You know, and that's why I say it's like the thrill kill cult, man. You guys are fucking crazy. Like, I know how I do it, and the bonds I make with the cool people from the CCC and from all different types of hackers. And, you know, it's just a little IRC network. It doesn't need to be so crazy. Like, so
it's an IRC network for a world-famous hacker organization.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be the focus and the target of all kinds of ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
A lot of the world mentality about it is that it's way bigger than it really is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, fucking 2600, that's the Americans hacker network. It's like... No, there's like 12 of us.
Well, the network is...
All we do is just run an IRC server.
Well, the network's big enough. And we tried to keep it...
It's us.
We tried to keep it international, so if anyone wants to use it, they can.
Yeah.
So, but I only try to protect what Emmanuel says about like how he wants the 2600 channels ran. All the private channels, you can do anything you fucking want. Just don't do stupid shit so that they go after like a simple... little IRC network, you know. I'll do what I can to protect it, but you know.
Yeah,
and it's a good thing to mention that, you know, we're all anonymous to each other, you know, behind the screen, you know, we're all good people, you know, like make those connections and, you know, find some cool people to do some cool shit with.
Yeah, I mean, we're all friends here to varying extents. I mean, these are cool people we met at cons, and or, you know, you meet them in the IRC channel. And you come to a con one time, you meet him in real life, and it turns out, hey, that guy's not a troll in real life. He's actually kind of smart. That guy's not Wang is not anywhere near as much of a dick as he is on IRC.
Wow, I don't know about that.
So it has been pretty cool, meeting all the people. And I did want to thank Emmanuel, because all these years, for some reason, he still pointed DNS to me and a group of friends. Just to host this little IRC network.
Yeah.
And as a backup, I've
always... As much trouble as it's caused him and potentially could cause him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've always kept an extra domain because, like, I understand Emmanuel wants to keep control of the domain, and I've never wanted to take any more of that. It's his brand, it's his magazine, and, you know, he's the editor. So it's affiliated with 2600 because he points DNS there, but I also have scuttle.net. And if you look at the server map by running /map, you can see all the servers are named after pirates. So it is the pirate IRC network. And that's one thing that happened throughout the history of as it evolved when Shardy left and these people came and went to host it. And in the very beginning, there's these guys, I never met them, Ted, and they hosted the services. And they were like, oh, no, we don't want to give up our address and our name. And I was like, I'm not going to link my equipment to a guy I don't know who he is. And so that's part of the structure, is that we make sure that we know everyone that is part of it, and we can trust them not to be stupid. So even if we link with, like, the British or the Germans or whatnot, you know, we're not going to cause any problems across.
Yeah.
You know. So but anyone can have their own private channel and run it. It is a network internationally. So... keeping the structure the way that it is, I'm gonna try to get other people to link with it. and also get other people to deal with it, because I don't have much time to deal with it. It's just IRC. It's like, come on.
maybe you can just explain like the structure of the channels for like the regional and the country channel.
Well, this is one thing I was gonna not confront E about, but one thing, the last time there's been like full news coverage by 2600 was for IRC was 2003. So and I always keep updated on everything, and he does mention it on the radio sometimes. They use the channel on there, but there is a while where there is so much trolling and so much stupidness that like they could barely even use it. And I spent as much time as I could, and other people did, to try to maintain that. So, you know, there is some server guidelines or operator and channel operator guidelines, but we don't get in the politics of all that, you know. So the only IRC charter that I've ever read, or what he has told us, he's never dictated anything to us, but it's like, let the community deal with it. And, you know, we've learned to only work with people that we know, you know, so we can maintain people's privacy, and people that aren't going to like change their mind halfway through it and like shut it down for other people.
Yeah.
You know, like when Shardy and those guys, and we're still friends, it was all funny. I mean, it's like fucking IRC drama, and I was like, all right, dude, fine. Like, so it's no big deal. It's just IRC.
Actually, that reminds me of a funny story. At my first Hope H2K2 back in 2002, I was a stupid little fucking kid, you know, caused trouble because that's what stupid little fucking kids do. And, you know, I meet Shardy for the first time. And anybody who knows Shardy, at least knew Shardy back in 2002, is this big, tall Canadian, well, not Canadian guy, huge beard and, like, big leather coat. And I'm talking smack to this guy, you know, for months. And it's like, oh, this is Shardy. And I just look at him, and I'm just like,
fucking Viking.
Like, I'm
towering over you.
Stomped out. And he's like, yo, people say you don't want to meet me. And I'm just like, well, oh, yeah, shit. Dude, I'm fucking, you know, be an asshole. He's all like, it's IRC bullshit. Don't worry about it. And hands me a flask.
Yeah.
And he's all like, drink up. And I'm just like, all right. And, you know, and it's fucking bullshit. Guys.
That's the kind of mentality the whole con really is. We fight and fuck with each other all year round, and then you come to the con, and it's like, hey man, I got you some beer. Here's the club monte.
Beer, beer, beer. Like, hey, yeah. You're not a jerk.
Right.
Let's drink. Good times.
Do we have enough time to take a couple more questions from the IRC?
Oh, sure. Shoot the questions.
Alrighty. It's a continuation of a draft question from before. Of the two things you would use between Dropbox and Spider Oak, or what program would you use to share files on 2600.net? Like, say you want to share a PDF guide to Adafruit, etc.
Why would you pay someone to actually host your files? Just do it yourself, get yourself a shuttle server, and just use SAP.
Well, I'm assuming this is for people like on budgets who can't afford.
Get someone to get you a shell and do it there.
Well, you can do encrypted DCC. I mean, it's not that hard to set up IRC clients so that you can, if you're both on SSL and you do a direct connection across to each other and send a file that way, it's encrypted, and that's the best you can do over IRC. But as far as like Dropbox or any of those,
yeah, I think they're asking about hosting.
For hosting, I mean, what do I use? I use my own stuff.
Draft, if you're still around, give us a little clarification on that. And then there, part three of their question was, how do you find out the other person's local time zone? Does everyone talk in terms of UTC or something else?
Oh, that's all client side.
Yeah, that's all on your end.
Yeah, I mean, the network, the way that hybrid works is they sync time, and if they're not accurate, then more than 5 minutes within each other, it'll split the network. So, you know, earlier when the networks first hosted, people forgot to like set that up, and you know, really stupid stuff. So we've managed to keep the network stable for 10 years, and one of the simplest things to do is like run a real NTP server and keep the IRC network like synced in time. But that's all client side. If you have your local terminal set to UTC or Eastern Standard, and
you
can set that in your IRC client IRC and all of the IRC clients. So that's all client side.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, I guess Draft was asking, it would take a long time, it's a large file that would take a long time to send directly over IRC.
Use encrypted torrent?
There you go.
No, like, you could easily do that. I mean, the way that I've I got no problem with torrenting and getting cool stuff. So
yeah, there's plenty of there's,
private tracker and encrypted torrents.
There's plenty of perfectly legitimate torrents out there.
Yeah, so I mean, you could do it that way. You can run a private tracker and do it that way with encryption and still almost point to point. But
all right. Well, I guess last question: worst memory of hosting the IRC over the years?
Oh god!
Oh, man. You'd have to go around.
Tune in at 11 o'clock for that story.
Oh god!
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Well, I think I've managed to keep it isolated away from me enough. Like, it wasn't, you know, as far as anyone getting it in trouble or DOSing us or whatnot, that's why we host it remotely now. So if they hit it, it doesn't matter to me. Like, they're just hitting some secure box out there and just censoring it. So, you know, it doesn't hurt me any. So,
yeah.
So the worst time, like, I don't know. I don't know, it's caused a lot of drama over the years, but...
The day you started it.
Yeah, maybe it's like a boat, you know, your two happiest days of owning a boat is when you buy it.
When you sell it.
It is. Look at it's a pirate network, man. All the IRC servers are named after ships. So, it is. So, me and Beav host it, and some British guys, and they'll be here, they should be here. And that's what we do. So, time zone and the worst moment memories. I don't know. It's all been pretty good. Yeah, but it's
all good. Just pain in the ass.
Just pain in the ass. Whatever.
Oh, crazy! I can see it again. You guys are crazy.
It's crazy, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy, but we do it anyway.
So what time is your talk at?
It's at 11.
It's at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
In the dentist room.
What are you talking about?
My life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
Who should be there?
All the hosters and channel moderators.
Anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Anyone who can troll the shit
It's out. Mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Zillin will be there.
Yeah.
And it will be
stepped foot
across Radio Satellite.
On the server.
We will be streaming that talk.
You're required to attend.
Yes. Live.
Send death threats.
No, you guys are crazy.
Where's it going to be streaming?
Right here.
Radio Statler.
Keep is your there a dial tuned?
Yes.
There's a test.
What?
After the talk, there's a test.
A test?
Yeah.
Testing. Would there be a pop quiz afterwards?
Yeah.
No! Of all the drama? And
I'm going to drink bitch. Did anybody else see that?
I almost bitched on it.
He took a
He's
swing
getting out of line. Can't have
bitch.
I have my women getting out of line.
My bottom bitch.
Your bitch.
Alright.
Ooh.
Alright, well, I guess
see
we're
y'all in an hour.
I guess we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for coming out. And Rodenstock will be kicking off live here in just under an hour.
Right.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. But you'll definitely be able to listen to it as a download at some point. Hope.net and all.
Anybody got any signing off?
What about Kia Optima? That's a pretty nice
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
It's a Kia. It's a nice looking Kia.
It is a nice looking Kia. And I still see him and I go...
It's designed by the guy who designed Audis, man. Come on. It's like an
No, I'm not arguing with you at all. You're absolutely correct. I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
This CRZ, I'm